The Happy Closet. Written and read by Anne-Marie O'Connor. The Big Reveal. If you can't get rid of the skeleton in your closet, you'd best take it out and teach it to dance. George Bernard Shaw. How do you feel when you open your closet? More to the point, how does your closet feel? Buried beneath those forgettable fads, questionable trends, and, oh dear, what was I thinking, is a pile of useless emotional baggage. Bet you didn't see it. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Your closet is more than just a collection of clothes. It's a deeply vulnerable space containing layers of old energy, which, when coupled with an evolutionary gathering instinct, can create chaos. And let's face it, a chaotic closet is not a happy closet. That's where I come in. Call it a closet intervention, but I'm here to help you confront your inner hoarder and address the behaviors that have led to your not-so-uncommon case of sartorial overwhelm. Granted, mindfulness and fashion aren't the most obvious twosome. One commits to the soul's urge, while the other commits to a pair of Charlotte Olympia calf hair wedges when the rent is due. That said, their paradoxical pairing can help even the most seasoned stockpiler distinguish between keepsakes and keeping something for the sake of it. Old attachments, a fear of change, regret, and compulsion are the most common psychological blocks that keep us locked into repetitive routines, such as how we shop and why we hoard. In fact, our habits are so unconscious, they tend to happen without our permission. You can blame it on the basal ganglia, a group of cells in the brain that dates back to our cave people days. Responsible for forming and storing habits, these little fellas act much like a zip file in that they help our brain's hard drive function more efficiently. Once we've mastered a habit, be it walking or driving or shopping, it becomes ingrained or automatic so that our minds are free to focus on other, more immediate concerns. A bit of bad news. Habits never disappear. Ever. What's more, the brain can't distinguish between a good and a bad one. In other words, your penchant for green tea and your love of designer t-shirts receive equal billing. Those basal ganglia are non-denominational, equal opportunity employers. Bless them. All it takes is a trigger to access the habit from our memory, which explains why we drove to the shopping center instead of our mother's after work last Thursday. Late night shopping, anyone? And why even the sight of a shoe sale requires blinkers and/or heavy sedation.